Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good. How many can say, I believe this morning? Say, I believe in you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I want to know more about you, Lord. I want to be closer to you today, Lord, than I was yesterday. I don't want to be the same tomorrow that I am today. I want to change. I want to change every day, walking closer with you, because when I'm closer to you, my prayers, my hopes, my dreams, you have them in your hand. Say, I believe this morning, church. Hallelujah. Give it to God. Miss Joanne, if you'd bring us into church on this beautiful Sunday. Awesome. I hope they gave you the peace and got you into the church mode, get you relaxed. And y'all, for a minute here, I'm going to ask you to stand, if you would. And I'm going to ask you to pray with me as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Why do you come to church? You come to church to get fed something that's going to last you for life. Amen. It's going to last you through the week. How many know that trials and tribulations come? Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing in the Bible it says, and it's why I ask for praise all the time. And I'm going to read something here after we do the reading. The Bible says this simply, He, God, inhabits the praise of His people. Amen. You want God's presence in your car while you're driving on the highway? Start praising Him. And we'll say, how do I praise Him? Start thanking Him for the car you're driving, for the life, for the job you're going to, for the things in your heart, for the fact that you have that day to be blessed. Amen. You start praising Him. All of a sudden you forget about the traffic. You forget about other things. The troubles are still there, but for a while you've forgotten and you've put your heart and soul into God. But it says He inhabits the praise of His people. George, when you're hunting on Tuesday, you praise Him for a minute, and He will be in your tree stand with you. That doesn't mean the biggest deer in the woods are good, but that means you'll have more joy even if the deer doesn't come. Amen. When you are praising Him, when you're talking to God. Good morning, Wendy. Good day, God. Everybody's getting ready for that. I just want you to understand that the simple things in the Bible, the people say, I don't understand the Bible. I said, the Bible's simple to understand. Once you start to read the pages and understand that He's talking to you, don't get caught up in the Old Testament and the things that are confusing until you're ready to get to that meal, until you understand the stories and the things there that affect us today, that affect your life. But just get into God. And it says He inhabits the praise of His people. And His people are you. Hallelujah. So give Him praise this morning. Responsive reading. Psalm 139. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Oh, you ought to read this every day, children. You have hedged me behind and before and laid Your hands upon me. That doesn't mean you can't you don't know who God is. It's just He knows so much and He's so awe that your knowledge can't contain how wonderful He is. How precious also are Your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Hallelujah. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Hallelujah. Psalm 139. I would tell you to put it on your refrigerator this week and read it. And understand that wherever you've been, every day of your life, wherever you have been, He has been right there, right alongside you. Whatever words you have spoken, He's been right there to hear those words. Amen. He's been right there. So He knows you better than, and you know, He just knows you. Amen. So don't be afraid. Draw Him into you, because He will change you from the inside out. Amen. You'll still like to go fishing. You'll still like to play your guitar and sing. You'll still like to do carpentry work. You'll still like to do all the things you like to do. He's not going to change you. He's going to lift you higher. Amen. So you will draw other people to Him and have that peace with them. Hallelujah. Give Him praise, church. I would give Him praise. Hallelujah. God's testimony. And it came to pass. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles, Dominic. 2 Chronicles 5:11. It's one little paragraph for God's testimony. I want you to hear this and know. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves. That simply meant that they set apart themselves for prayer. They set them away. They went away from everybody and all the distractions and sanctified themselves. They made themselves ready to talk to God. They made themselves ready to talk about God without keeping to their visions. And the Levites who were singers, who were they what? Singers. All of those of Asaph and Heman and Judathan, with their sons and their brethren, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals. Having what? Cymbals. Stringed instruments. Imagine that, Bill Kohler. They had string instruments. And harps. And with them, 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass, listen to this, church, when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, praised for the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Listen to this. That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. They were praising him, acknowledging God's love. They were remembering his love. Praise him first. Prepare your heart. Filled with the cloud so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. We could have that here. We could have the presence of God here so strong that if we were in one accord and we agreed together about God and we loved each other with that and we removed all the doubts and we removed all the stuff that we didn't need to hold on to, that this church can be filled with that cloud that we couldn't. And I want to give the testimony. And it's only happened to me once in my life, and I've been talking to people, and they say sometimes that's how it works with God. There was one night, one afternoon, I was in Westchester County, and I was deer hunting. And I was sitting in the woods were beautiful, and I was talking to God, and I was praying to God, and I was enjoying the day, that all of a sudden I started to feel, I can't explain, except that I had to put my bow and arrow down. And I felt this presence, and I began to weep, and my body began to be just weak inside, and I wasn't sick, I wasn't scared, I wasn't worried about, I realized that I had gotten myself into the presence. And I mean by presence, I mean maybe he might have moved an inch closer to me. Because standing next to Jesus in the glorified body, none of us would be able to move. Amen. The awness of it, the beautiful of it, the love of God would just consume you. And I was consumed. I was totally consumed. I was weeping, and I wasn't sad. I was weeping, and I wanted to stay there forever. I didn't even care if the biggest animal in the world, I was in a presence that I had never felt before. And I can only explain it that my heart was right, my spirit was right to receive it. And I spent that about 20 minutes like that. And I have to tell you that I just knew it was God. I knew because I wasn't afraid. I knew because as much as my body was like trembling, that I felt good. I felt like this. There's so much love around me, so much love around me that I didn't know how to receive it. And I have to tell you that after it was through, after it passed, and I sat there thinking, and as I was walking out of the woods, I'm thinking, Lord, I can't be in your presence like that all the time. That would, I couldn't move. I couldn't act. I couldn't do what I wanted to. And I was just laughing with God. I said, that was such a beautiful thing. I don't know how I did it, Lord. I'd like to have it again. And it hasn't happened again. And I've never heard God's voice in my head. I've had God lead me. Amen. But I'm just telling you that testimony. As I was walking out of the woods, I'm saying, Lord, I understand now that we can't be in your presence. We can't be in that glory next to you like that, because us in this flesh and blood can't withstand the glory and the love. Amen. It's nothing to fear. It's just so awesome. And you can think of the best day you ever had, the best gift you ever had, the day you got married, the child was born, all these things that you say are the greatest days in your life. Like the guy on the TV bought the brand new BMW, said it was the greatest day in his life with his wife and his two kids standing next to him. That's the best commercial ever. I'm telling you that you can't understand it. And I'm telling you because I want to share it with you, because I know you believe me. And I'm going to tell you, I never hear his voice. I hear people say God talks to me. God talks to me when I read his word. Amen. But I'm telling you that the presence of God can fill this church the same way. And it's done with praise. Amen. It's done with praise. When you feel like backsliding, you praise him. When you feel like you're just falling apart, you praise him. You praise him. And that draws him in to you. Amen. He's already there. It's how much you want to draw him into to change where you are. Amen. And say that word with me again, because we're going to talk about it again. Change. Amen. You want to change. Amen. How many want it to be better tomorrow? Amen. Then you need it to change. And it's up to us. It's up to this church. And what we're going to talk about today is the same thing. We're going to talk. It's kind of be like a 3-week kind of cover what we tell me, because the food has been so rich. And I've talked to people that the food that we've been talking about has been so rich that we haven't even got to dessert yet. Amen. And we got dessert waiting for us downstairs. So we're going to go. But I want you to know, when I say church, praise him. I want you to praise him. And we can do so much more than you realize. And God's presence can fall on Second Congregational in Derby. Amen. It could fall here. It could fall right here on us. Not because we're special. Not because we're the greatest. Not because the denomination. Nothing. Only for one reason. Because we praised Him in one accord. Amen. That's the God that you serve. So in your little time you're alone, where you're driving, whatever you're doing, going at night and you can't, you know, sleep, you just talk to God. And let that fill you. And all of a sudden you've forgotten why you're not feeling good. Amen. And then God will take care of the rest. Give Him praise, church. That's His testimony. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to share that story, and I know I've shared it a little bit with you before. But I have to tell you, I've never felt anything like that ever before, and I haven't felt it again. And I'd love to feel it again, only I know that it's consuming. That's your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we talk about change. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about change. Change ahead. And I'm sure some people are still a little nervous about change. That sometimes people think change is a bad thing. Amen. I look at the whole world as changing and I say, why is it always bad? Why, when people talk about the world changing, that it's always bad? I don't get that. If it's changing, why is it all bad? Has anything ever been all one way or the other? Of course not. Amen. So when I hear about the world changing, I'm thinking, well, okay, I don't know a whole lot, but they say there's not as much ice right now in certain areas of the Arctic. I say, okay. And you guys will understand, you sportsmen, you'll understand. If there's not a lot of ice up there, then maybe the rabbits and the fox and the marten and maybe some of the other animals, the smaller and the wolves, maybe it's time for them to replenish, amen? Because maybe when there was too much ice 50 years ago or 60 years ago, those animals had a hard time surviving, amen? The smaller animals, the animals that feed bigger animals, I say. Maybe it's God's way, because God, you know, this world has been changing since He created it, amen? It has to, so it adapts to us, amen? And we adapt to it. But I'm always saying, why doesn't anybody ever say something good about what's changing? Amen. It's always bad. And I'm thinking, why? Nothing is always one way or the other. So maybe there are miracles happening. Maybe there's fish in the ocean that have almost died because of the ice. Maybe they're coming back. And when all those animals come back and replenish, and then the ice starts to grow again, there'll be food for the other animals. Amen. There'll be food and there'll be a new life. And that's the way I see God. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. How many have ever said, how many, if I only knew then what I know now? What did you have to do? Change. Thank you very much. Is that enough to not know? You know today what you didn't know. Well, I wish I only knew then. Well, guess what? I'm praying for you and I'm praying for me. Because I don't want 2 years down the line, 3 years, 4 years, you saying, oh, if I only trusted God, if I only listened to the pastor and realized that he was talking to me about God, amen, not about a church, not about holy, about me and God, that I today I know I want to work forward. I want to change. I want to be transformed, amen. Last week we said, we read every week we read the Lord's Prayer. What does it say in the Lord's Prayer, Bill? It says, on earth as it is in heaven. That means we can have it. In order for us to have it, we have to do one thing. We have to change every day, amen? Because it didn't happen yesterday, so we have to change, amen? That's where change all of a sudden makes you want to reach for it. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Grab it. God is good. Hallelujah. Don't let the years pass. And listen, there'll be lions in the way. How many know? Anybody ever having troubles today? Anybody? We got brothers and sisters in this church. I want you to pray for your brothers and sisters. Don't even need the names. God knows the names. Amen. You just say, I'm praying. I know, God, there's a need I'm praying for. But there's lions in the way. And how many know that you're walking in fire sometimes? Amen. Anybody ever walking in the fire? You might be walking in the fire today. Amen. Hallelujah. The sea might be in front of you. Remember Moses right there? He was on the shore looking at the sea and he's saying, now what? Amen. What did God do? He parted the sea. Hallelujah. Thank you. When you're in the midst of all that, that's when you need God the most. Amen. And that's when you start calling on God. Yeah, you know, I love God. I talk to God. All of a sudden, a problem comes, and all of a sudden, God's your best friend. You can't stop talking about God. Anybody ever, you know, when you're young and you meet somebody and you fall in love, remember, you fall in love, you had this thing, and you go to work, and all of a sudden, you fall in love, and you got, what do you think about all day long? The person you're in love with, right? Oh, I got to call. I wonder what she's doing. I wonder what he, oh, I want to see. I hope I see him tonight. Oh, God. When you're in the middle of a fire, who are you calling? All the time. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord. And I know that we said we can't. Remember we said you can't say, I can't. But there are times when you'd say, Pastor, I'm in the middle of a fire. Does the Bible tell me what to do? Yes, it does. Psalm 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. He said, 10,000 people suffer this day on this side, and 10,000 people fall the other day, the next day. You say, Lord, look at that lad saying, no, you and me. You keep your faith regardless of what happens over here and what happens over there. He says, be still and know that I am God. Amen? Decisions are made where? Where do you make your decisions? In your mind. Amen? There are two powers in this world. One's a false power, and one is God. Amen? One perverts power. Lies, doubt, fear, worry, anxiety. Are you with me? God's power is strength, calm, inner peace. Let me tell you, inner peace. If you can find God in your trials and tribulations, you say, I'm in the fire, and you find that inner peace and you're still with God, your body begins to heal. You see, you're already starting the healing because your body and God has made it that we heal. Amen? That's the God that we have. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46:10, Dominic. You remember the Hebrew children we talked about last week, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were Christians. They loved God as much as we do. But what happened? They got thrown into the fire. They got thrown into the fire. What did they do? They were still. And God saved them. Amen. They went into that fire with faith. Amen. And God pulled them from the fire. And when he lifted them from the fire, what did he do? They got more. Amen. They got lifted up. The king was so lit, they lifted up and they got. And what happened to God? He got glorified. Amen. The king who didn't know God said that anybody who says a word again. Notice I said last week again, he didn't say you have to believe their God. He said, but anybody who says a word against Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego's God will destroy them. Amen. He made that decree. He was in there. And Daniel in the lion's den. Amen. You say, well, I don't get that. Well, whatever you're going through today, whatever you're feeling today, Chuck, is the lion's den. Whatever you're worried about, you're in the lion's den. And God is saying, I know that you don't think I can fix it today. But he's telling you this. He's saying, be still today. You see, your battle is not yours. It's the God. It's the Lord's. Amen. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. The Bible says that. He's saying, be still today. Hallelujah. In the midst of your trial. And he tells us this. Listen to what he says. We read it. You read it. You read it. You read it. Understand. In the midst of your trials, wherever you're feeling, you're in the fire, and you say, today I'm in the fire. He says this. He makes me to lie down. Deacon Gary, he'll make you lie down. He'll make you do that because you need that rest. And he does this. He leads me beside still waters. Miss Dale, that means in the midst of your trouble, he will lead you to a place of calmness, place of peace. Amen. He will, and it says he'll make you. Amen. God will what? He will make you lie down. He knows that you love him. He knows that you're leaning on your own understanding. And he's saying, well, if you won't be still and you won't trust me, I'm going to make you lay down. He may put something on you where you have no choice. You may lose your job. You may lose something you think, oh, and God is right in the middle of it. He said, because you won't lay down, because you won't trust me, I'm going to make you lay down, because that's where the healing begins. Amen. Are you getting what we understand? How wonderful this is. In your time of greatest need is when you're closest to God. Now, James said, count it all joy. But you get hurt. I don't know how many people count it joy. When something bad happens to you, you get a bad report, you lose, whatever's happening to you. The Bible's saying, count it all joy. And you're saying, God, this is a tough one. And God is saying, no, you missed it. James is saying, you missed it. You count it joy when you face the trials, because with the trial, you draw closer to who? You trust who? Your faith falls on who? So the joy is knowing that when you get through this trial with him, on the other end of the trial, you're with God. And you look back and you say, look what God did. Not what I did. Amen? Not what you did. What God did. And then you look at that and you look at the problem in front of you and you say, been there, done that. See you later. Excuse me. Amen? I love this. I know I say it a lot. I love this. Smith Wigglesworth, my pastor, one of the books I read. I love the man. I loved his words. He always said he woke up one night and he looked at the foot of his bed and Satan was standing right at the foot of his bed. He looked at him and he said, oh, it's only you. Rolled over and went back to sleep. That's faith in God. Amen. That's life-changing faith in God. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. So when you do, when you're in that battle, be still and know that he is God. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, having boldness, understand, when you go to pray, I want you to be bold, not because I say so, but because the Bible says so, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, Jesus, through the veil that is his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having one heart, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. No matter what your conscience said, your body's been washed, amen? You're standing pure in front of God. And it says this, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. Without what? For he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Hallelujah. Listen to what this says right here. Three lines that help you. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. In the hardest days of your time, in the fires, Jim, you need to be here more. When people have a problem, they get hurt, they get worried, they pull away from God, Wendy. They say, oh, I don't want to go, I'm too upset to go. And that's the devil saying, I won. When you give in to the devil, you are disarmed. You have given your tools, you have given everything you have to the devil. You say, no, you win, I'm not doing it, I don't trust God. But the second you start to trust him, the second you understand that when my mind, all my decisions are made, says, I don't want to be there because I'm upset, that God is saying, that's your family. That's where I am. Somebody's going to lift you there. Somebody's going to pray with you there. Somebody's going to comfort you there. There's peace there. There's an answer to your prayer at that church where God has planted you. Amen? It says that. It doesn't say you're going to go you know where if you don't show up on church on Sunday. It doesn't say that. Amen? It says that if you don't go to church on Sunday, you don't meet with the fellowship, you're going to be left to the world. That's what it means. Amen? You're going to be left to doubters. And here's the other thing about prayer. Please, don't pray with some. You got a problem? How many got problems? You're in the midst of a fire. Amen? Don't pray with unbelievers. Don't spread your word to unbelievers. Don't tell somebody what you're walking through that doesn't believe. You know what they're going to do? They're going to pound you with doubt. They're going to agree with your doubt. Oh yeah, God can't do that. Oh yeah, that's bad. I see people all the time do that. Amen. I can tell you people all the time that they do that. No matter what happens, it's always gloom and despair because they're talking to the wrong people. Amen. When you want prayer, you come to people that know the word of God, that people who will listen to your prayer and say that's good, but they won't listen to it the second time. They won't listen to your problems. They will say God's going to take care of it. We're going to pray with you. Amen. Don't pray with people who don't believe the word of God. Amen? You say, well, I pray with everybody. Yeah, no, not in your problems. You understand what I'm saying? When you're walking through a fire, you don't want to be around somebody who says, yeah, that's pretty bad. I don't know. I've seen that really. You want to hear somebody say, yeah, God's going to get you through it. There's an answer. Be strong. But come here. Come here to this place and be with fellowship with us. Amen? That's what God would say. Hallelujah? That's it. See, that's the difference. People pull away from God in the time that they need him the most. In the time that they need him the most. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, And the Bible says it, brothers and sisters. How many read the Bible? Dominic, when you see the word therefore, that means it is. That there's, when it says therefore, that's it. There's no alternative. It says therefore. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down. The Bible is telling you, stop. Stop the whining. Trusting us is stop sounding like a defeated. Amen. He's saying stop sounding like you've been defeated. Start acting different. He says strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. He's saying walk forward with God. Because if you continue to walk in a lame way, you will not be healed. You will fall lower and lower. Amen. He's telling us that. He's saying that. Straighten the path for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated. He's not saying we don't get lame. He's saying walk with strengthened hands, with faith. And it says, pursue peace with all people in holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. By this many become defiled. And I will just close with that today. This church is growing. I am humbled beyond my imagination. I want you to know that your love for me coming here, the words that you tell me about the sermons, the songs, I am so humbled I can't even begin to explain how I feel inside. And I can tell you that this church is growing, and we need to always remember to not let a root of bitterness enter this church. Amen. Does it mean we're all going to agree on everything? Of course not. Does it mean that we're all happy and joyful? And no, it doesn't mean that. It just means don't let that root grow. Amen. So I would just say, with every new suggestion, with every growth that we're doing, when somebody asks you a question, don't answer them. Wait. Give it a day. Give it a week. Give it a thought. Because we're always ready to say no. Oh, I don't want the change. Amen. And I understand the natural saying that. But I would just say to you, if there's something bothering you, go to that person and say, look, I love you so much. I love our church. I love our family. Let's move on. Let's let that go. Because this church will suffer with the root of bitterness. Amen. I've seen churches get divided. And people leave churches and all sorts of things happen because something entered that wasn't right in the church. Amen. And I pray because we are growing. And I give it the glory to God. Amen. I don't care what anybody, I give him the glory. Praise God, man. I pray that cloud fill this church someday. That we come here and we can't do anything but kneel and thank God for every single thing in our lives. And know that the dreams that we have for tomorrow, he's got his hand in. Know that the hopes that we have for tomorrow, he's got his hand in. Amen. Because we don't walk by hope. We walk by faith. Amen. And faith is seeing the answer before it happens. And how many of you can attest to that today? That you have answers now that you didn't believe before. I know I do daily. Be still and know that he is God. Give him praise, church. It's not easy being the one going through the fire, but this is where you get the comfort and the strength to continue, knowing that you will soon give him the glory. And you look around your church and you see brothers and sisters who have fought battle after battle, who stood in a den with the lions, who stood at the shore of the ocean, not knowing how to get through it. Now they're on the other side. They tell you, you'll be on the other side. When you're in your deepest fears, when you start to really worry, that means you're letting the devil in. You're letting him control your thoughts. God said, be still. Be still. Know that I am God. He knew that the Hebrew boys couldn't do anything while they were in the fire. They couldn't praise him. They couldn't do any. They had to be still, and God took care of them. Daniel in the lion's den just lay there in the lions. The angels kept them away, kept him safe. He was just calm in the storm. Some storms are greater than others, but each storm matters. Each prayer answer, it adds up, and it matters. Thank you, Lord. In your mind, you might not think there's a cure. You might not think there's a way. You might think I'm too old. You might think you know too much, is what I think. I know too much. How many times I've doubted, how many times I've thought maybe this can't be or that, because I started thinking with my head instead of God. Hallelujah. You just gotta let go and let God. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God. Thank you, Lord. There's a scripture that says the peace that surpasses your understanding. And that comforts me. The peace that surpasses my understanding comes only from God. Your God. Your Father. Your God. Hallelujah. Reach for that peace this morning. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And he simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him in this house. In Jesus' name. I ask you to give him praise, church.